This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on the Real Side. I am live and in, well, almost live and in person. Live and in person. I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. And you need to be part of the solution. We all need to be part of the solution. Happy New Year! It ought to be. It should be. It better be. You guys better help make it a happy, happy New Year. And I really appreciate the time you guys work at this. Not just on your own. We're all in this together. We truly are in this together. If you allow us to work together, if you allow us to be together and make it happen, it'd be great. And like I said earlier, I do so much appreciate the time you spend with us. Now, head over to my website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do there, but you can give me your email address. I only send out one a week. Okay? I don't beat you up about it. I don't beg you for stuff. I send out one a week to let you know what's going on, what we're going to be doing, what we're going to be talking about, who the guests might or might, you know, they have to show up. That helps. But who the guests might or might not be. Topics we're going to be, and listen, if you got a topic you want me to handle, you want me to deal with, it's really simple. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Do not make me read a book to figure out what you want me to talk about. No, seriously. Send me some bullet points. Tell me what it is you want me to talk about. Send me some bullet points so I have a clue. I need a clue. Believe me, I need a clue. Anyway. You know, we're hoping, we're believing, we're thinking that we're going to have a great year. I think we are. If we get off our butts and we really do what we need to do to make it better, to support Trump, to support Trump, and to make sure that he maintains the Senate and actually gets a few more stronger people in there for him. And the same thing with Congress. I have to believe that we need to take Congress and take it by big numbers. That means that you've got to find people in your neighborhood, in your area, that are willing to step up. Okay? I mean, it's real simple. They need to step up. And you've got to find the right people. Not just people you like. Not just people you think are cool. Because that's what we do. You know, we get to know somebody and we think they're great. And I've had this discussion with you people before. And yeah, you heard me, you people. You have got to start thinking, not in terms of who are your, I don't know, friends, people you know, people you trust. Would they make good legislators? That's the question. Will they really do the job you're going to send them to do? Because a lot won't. They don't know what it takes to fight. They don't know what it takes to make this stuff work, to make legislation work. Are you willing to help them? Are you willing to get behind them? Are you willing to make sure that you know? Look, I can't tell. I deal a lot with people who are running for office. And I always say to them, so how did you come to this conclusion? Just roll out of bed one morning and go, man, they need me? or what happened. Now, most of the time when somebody says, yeah, that's what I did. Okay, I decided I was the best person for the job. And I had to go convince 20 other people. That's somebody that's not going to win. They don't have a chance. And then there's the ones where every now and then they're a little club, people to get along with, people they've been hanging out with for years. You know, and Mary says to John, hey, you know what? You'd make a great, I don't know, congressman. And all of a sudden they think they're empowered. That means that they're the best person for the job. Well, maybe not. What have you done? What hard decisions have you had to make? Have you served on smaller boards where they have to make some tough decisions, decisions that maybe won't be popular with some people in the neighborhood? Yeah, like an HOA, but not an HOA. You know what I'm saying? This is a big deal. And don't take it lightly. And then don't get upset when you go, oh, geez, you know, the guy we sent, we voted, we liked this guy, we voted for him, we sent him there. And he did nothing. Okay. Before he got to Congress, what did he do? What did he do in your neighborhood? Was he even the dog catcher? I mean, what did he do? And you come to find out they didn't do anything. They were just good people. They liked them. They thought they were nice people. Those are the ones that just drive me totally out of my mind. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Welcome us back. I'm welcoming you back. God, they gave me a couple of nights off from me. People, you know, would love that. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the great things that took place in 2019. Wow, 2009. Yeah, it is a time ago. I think it's when we started. We'll talk a little bit about what went down, like I said, in 2019, some current events. I really want this to be... I want this to be a time with Joe. Corey Duncan won't be back with us till next week. You know, today we had... I don't know if you want to call it retaliation, but we had some fighting again. Overseas. Now, the reason you see me looking off to my side, look at sources from the White House say that Trump said the advisors prepared for all scenarios after a strike kills an Iranian commander, Hedi Al Amiri. Now, we'll talk about this guy a little bit on the other side of the break. This is hilarious. He was a buddy with Obama. Yeah, seriously. Joe Mazzini, how is your listening real side? Be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
I find the button, we are back. Kelvin Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I do mean truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you part of the solution. I want you involved. You know, I keep telling people, stop spewing the party line. Stop simply saying what everybody else is saying without any kind of proof, without any kind of thought process behind it, without any mental fact-checking on your own. I'm going to tell you, it's really interesting to me how often I'm talking to some of our, and I mean it, some of our great conservative people, people I get along with, people that I know that you also care about and like. And they don't, they don't take the time, right, to honestly get to know what's going on. And they, I don't know, what do you call them, the headline, the byline, the whatever. They're reading that, and for them, that's gospel truth. Well, it's never, never it's gospel truth that way. Please. You really, you don't understand. First of all, you got an intern that's writing some of these things. You may have a Sean Hannity that's finally putting it together and speaking it out. But you got an intern that's putting the facts together. And you know how many times they've had to come back and go, eh, gee, yeah, we kind of got that wrong. I'm sorry, we're going to fix it. And that's okay. We all make mistakes. It's really cool. What makes you a person of integrity is the fact that you're willing to come back and fess up to that mistake. And it's okay. Do you know what I'm saying? It's all right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, pulled a couple of crazy clips that I thought you might enjoy. I'm going to enjoy them anyhow. Whether you enjoy them or not, it's a whole different story. And, you know, we're hearing, I'm going to go through the stuff of with President Trump here in a second, but we keep hearing about all the wonderful things that happened in 2019. And just a couple of quick clips on what took place on college campuses. Right? And you know, I love to play the crazy stuff. So the first one, you're going to hear how colonialism is terrible. It's bad. It's nasty. It's racist. So that, apparently, if you lived in a colony of any kind, because these kids really don't understand, the professors aren't telling them what colonialism is. But if you lived in a colony of any kind, apparently, you were racist, I think. Can't think of anything else it would be, can you?
I think that, like, the whole, like, colonial thing is, like, a little white supremacist-y, and I think, like, and it was...
A little white supremacist-y. You know what that means? That you want some interpretation? That means, I don't know what I'm talking about, and I want to sound like I do, and I don't want anybody to feel bad. Right? I mean, seriously, these people are amazing.
Be a better mascot.
I mean, colonial is kind of a touchy word.
Why is colonial a touchy word? No, think about it. You had a colonial time. I mean, you say the word crusades, ooh, everybody gets all nasty. Well, they happened. They're part of history. Changing the word or not using it doesn't make it any different.
I did sign the petition. I do understand that it is...
I just signed the petition. I'm not totally, like, understanding what it means, but I want to be cool.
Offensive to, like, other countries. I heard that you're not supposed to, like, wear the colonial's name, like, when you go abroad.
Oh, my goodness. Think about this. I mean, seriously. There's something wrong with these people. Because if a professor, sit down, this is what they need to sit down and do their own work, find out what colonialism truly is. I mean, you hear about it, and part of this is because, you know, the British colonized, you know, many, many, many areas across the globe. And that was bad because they took over, and they were, you know, it was a dictatorship and all this other. Okay, wonderful, great. It's not what we're talking about here. When you talked about the colonial settlers, when you talked about people that came to this country, this is not what this colonial, is all about. You know? And then, and you know, the whole thing behind the colonial is the, what do you call it there? The colonialism is the mascot. I think it was George Washington University, right? So you want to get past that, and we can get rid of it. Remember the cowboy from one of the colleges? It was toxic masculinity. And then the pioneer mascot at one of the colleges, that was just out and out unadulterated racism. Remember that one? So when you look at that, you're going, okay, what else could I come up with? Oh, then there was the crusader mascot. That's right. Right, because that was total religious violence. That's what they had to do with. And now you got Jefferson and Washington, the rest of them, now being kicked to the curb as well. Because they were slave owners. So therefore, they were racist. This is what you pay for.
It's cat.
I can't talk if y'all are so screaming.
You want to time that?
Pack it up! Pack it up!
All right, so they're screaming, pack it up. And what they're screaming, and this is a duly, you know, authorized, approved by the college for like a Planned Parenthood, a pro-life, we'll say a pro-life movement. Right? A pro-life display and that kind of stuff. And they didn't like it. The kids didn't like it. So what did they do? They went over there. They started taking their stuff off the tables. They started packing it up, packing up the tables for them. For the people who had a right to be there. Really? That's okay now?
Pack it up! Pack it up! All justice! No peace! No racism!
No racist. Now, the funny thing about this is there's a bunch of black girls up front screaming, no racism, no peace, right? Pro-life movement. Do you know that when it comes to pro-life, when it comes to the abortion communities, they target black communities? Yeah, they target women of color. If that isn't a racist statement in and of itself, I don't know what it is. I have no clue what it is. And nobody said I was the smartest guy in the room. But the reality is, look, when you target a certain color to do something like this, like Margaret Sanger did, who openly said she couldn't stand the black community, they needed to go. They were a blight on the community. They were the dredges of society. And you guys, I don't know, what is it? It's like backwards day in your world. You don't care. Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor. Because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. Permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs. And a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In USA News for Your Health, the new year brings new rules about vaping and e-cigarettes. The FDA says it will ban most flavors like fruity and mint, popular with underage teenagers, but will allow others to remain on the market. In a related story, U-Haul says in 21 states it will stop hiring people who use nicotine products. The company says the new policy, which takes effect February 1st, is aimed at creating one of the healthiest corporate cultures in the U.S. and Canada. In other news, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the United States may take preemptive action in the Middle East. This in light of the attack on the U.S. Embassy in Iraq at the hands of pro-Iranian protesters and members of the terrorist group Hezbollah, which burned the American flag and threatened to kill all Americans inside the compound. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
I kissed her.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. God, you know what? My wife calls him Mr. Butter. You know, he's got a voice like butter. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's bring on, we'll go right to the phone. Bring on Nancy from California. Nancy, thanks for calling in. Appreciate your call.
Hey, Joe, how are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, the whole racism thing, I'm a white chick, and you know what? I'm proud of it. Because everybody should be proud of who and what they are. I've got black friends, I got brown friends, I got friends of every color. And we're not going to hide who we are. And there's
back
no
away.
Reason not to be proud of it.
Well, I agree with you.
So why should I be apologizing for being white or feeling guilty about it? Because I don't. And in fact, you know what? The whole equality thing that the left talks about, they talk about how the white people, I don't know, we're all just, you know, from hell or whatever. But the whole thing is that they are the ones, if we're talking equality, then we should all be the same, right? So
yeah.
Why are they putting us down for being white? Not only that, but the hyphens, whether it's African-American, Mexican-American, French American, I mean, you could put a million. I've got two or three or five different hyphens you could put behind my last name. But the thing is, until we get rid of those hyphens, there will never be equality because of the fact those hyphens promote the racism. Oh. And diversity is actually dividing, not uniting.
Nancy, it's just like the church denominations, right? It takes a group of people that are supposed to be on the same page, and it divides them, right? You got the Baptists, the non-Baptists, the Charismatics, the Pentecostals. It's like, come on, you can't come together for real? So you're right. You're 100% right on, lady.
Because they all have their own little different quote-unquote doctrines. They've all strayed from the Bible. If they would just stick to the word that is written there, they wouldn't have those problems.
Oh, listen, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. I know you're a real patriot, and I agree with you 100%. Keep the hyphens in. We'll keep racism alive. So, Nancy, thanks for calling.
There you go, Joe. Thank you for the show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's bring him on because I'm sure he has something to say about it. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week, kicking off the year with him. And I figure what a great place to start because I think he's half white, half Mexican. I don't know what he is. He's something. Anyway, Corey, good to hear from you, my man. I hope you had a great Christmas. I hope you're looking forward to a great New Year.
First of all, that was very interesting to hear. Second of all, I want to wish everyone Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. May it be as possible as it was in 19. But anyway, moving forward, it was very interesting to sit there and listen to that. That was very interesting. Very interesting start to the show. I am totally speechless right now.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. I'm not sure what to do with this. No, it's a new year. It's 2020, and God bless us to see it. And I agree totally with her. She about, being proud of being white and, because people are being, but there's no such thing to me as black and white or whatever like that. This one thing is a human being is a patriot second and a human being first. And that's one thing that I always say, if you never hear me say anything else, is that in 2020, you shouldn't have to make a New Year's resolution. You should just be this way anyway. But 2020, we're going to put a lot of things in the rear and move on. And you have to move on. You can only run things, but for so long. Me and Anna we had stepped away from Facebook and stepped away from the politics and everything, and I myself made a run at putting some schools together, and some gentlemen made me an offer, and they purchased the schools, and I'm moving on with my life to bigger and better things, and it's been a wonderful ride. Joe, you gave me my start. I can never say anything bad about you or Tammy or whatever, but I'll be stepping away from the broadcasting part, effective soon. But our negotiations on when that will be in the next week or the following week, and it's time to move on. Let me explain something to you. I'm not but a phone call away. If you need somebody to talk about how racist black folks are, and just anything that's dealing with telling the truth about things and putting it out there, give me a phone call, and that goes for anyone. But to talk about what the young lady said is the fact of, we all need to stop with this race thing, and that's why you can't get anything done because of politics and race.
Yeah.
And because people are too damn lazy, sorry, I had to use that word, and so, but too lazy to get off their rear ends in either party and do things that's right for human beings, not because you got a D or R beside your name. And until we start to understand that, you're going to continue to have the same problems with no solutions because everyone is just out for themselves. And I understand totally. She's proud to be white, and she should. I don't see any problem with that. I mean, unfortunately, other people would say that's racist, but I don't think that's racist at all. I'm multicultural. I have a multicultural family, and we don't look at it with that. Hey, look, live and let live. If I like it, you should love it, and that's how people should be.
I think part of what she was saying was, I'm just proud to be who I am and what I've turned out to be, and
right.
I just happen to be white.
Right.
The same thing here. My family is of Italian heritage. I'm proud of that. I know the Italians have done a lot
right.
of
and
good
you,
and bad things.
To be.
Right. And nobody should be ashamed of who they are, what they are, what color, how wide, how tall.
Unfortunately, Joe, this is not like the Yankees against the Red Sox, the Steelers versus the Cowboys. There's nothing. This is not a sporting event.
Right.
This is about life.
Yep.
And that's what the problem is. People don't understand how to have a, you know, we can all agree to disagree. That's why a lot of people don't like me, because I am unique in how I think. And I have to think like you think, or if I don't think like Joe thinks, or if I don't think like the person that Joe had on Tuesday night thinks, that he's a bad person. No, it's just, hey, look, you don't live with me. You don't, you're not my wife. You're not my, you're nothing. You're, I mean, you're a human being that has a different opinion. So right. Just respect it. That's it. If you don't like it, like you always tell people, if you don't like it, all you got to do is turn the channel. All you got to do is just turn, you'll have low ratings. Hey, Joe, you'll have low ratings for 45 minutes, and then they can come back. That's what they do anyway. But that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I know plenty of people, but that's okay, because that means that you differ from what my opinion is, and okay, all right, we can agree to disagree. You go your way and I go my way. Why be so serious about this, where we cut name calling and going after you, attacking you personally or whatever? Hey, look, man, I'm not into this for finance. I'm okay. I'm okay with that. And so I'm not into this for finance.
You're having fun, and you've got some real good, solid. Well, it is kind of fun. You have to admit, making fun of other people for me is always fun. But
fun and money is two different things. And a lot of people look at it as like I'm looking for viewers. I'm not looking for viewers or followers. I'm just on here to give my prognosis about things that you ask me about. That's it. Mm-hmm. I'm not on here looking for you to follow me on Facebook or Twitter. I'm not looking for that. Wrong person. This is not my job. I had a job where I had a career that was 31 glorious years and stuff. So I don't need anyone to, no, I don't need you to do that. And if you don't like me, that's fine. Guess what? Me and my wife will not sleep.
Honest. I can guarantee you he won't lose any sleep over.
I don't care. Because I don't care. I've been stopped caring about what people think long ago. Yeah. I don't care about what you think.
No. Most of those people aren't doing anything anyhow. You want to hang on for the next segment, or are you going to kick off?
Yes.
Oh, good. No. Good, because I'm going to wind you up. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. Corey Duncan on his last segment of the show. I'm going to cry. I'll be back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't I pick great music? Joe Messina, it's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. I don't want to waste his time, and I always enjoy having him on with me. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does on a pretty regular basis, and I always appreciate his insight towards things. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, Joe, and I want to thank all of the people over the last two or three years that tuned in. I'm not sure if you, I don't know, you going to have me on next week or one last time?
Probably. Let's put it down. Probably. Let's see how you do and what you're doing. Let's see if you swear me on the end of the segment. We'll find out.
Oh, man, you're funny. But, I really had a blast these two or three years. As I say again, you gave me my start where other people just wanted to have me on just to have the token black man on and stuff. And you didn't never look at me that way. So I had to tip my hat to you because, we have on a lot of these shows, and I know a lot of I've been approached about, from a lot of entities. I'm not going to say who their names are, about appearing on that show on a regular basis. And I told him, I said, no, I mean, I'm through with that. I said, this guy right here, I trusted, and he trusted me, and I trusted him. And I said, right now, I said, you know, it's almost like going back over, restarting all over again. And I said, oh, I just don't want that. I just want to be granddaddy. I just want to be, you know, watch my sons play, get ready to go to college and play, you know, play basketball. And you know, that's it. When you get a certain age in life and you're secure financially, you're secure spiritually, and you're secure as far as who you are and your, you know, the way you're directing your family. Uh-huh. You don't have, you know, this stuff with this politics stuff, a lot of these people 5 years from now will still be doing the same thing they did 15 years ago and 10 years ago. And that's not a solution. But if that's what they want, hey, look, like I said before, I'm not going to tell you Santa Claus is not real. If that's what you want to believe, hey, God bless you.
To your point, though,
you know,
those people you're talking about, they play certain cards. Right? They go down certain roads. And you and I used to talk about this earlier. And I got some bad news for you. Wait a minute.
And you, wait, hold up. And Joe, you told me this. You told me all of this when I first started. And guess what? All of it came true. And you got so many people that try to steal other people's guests and try to what's the name and this and that. And I'm, like I told them, I'm not one of these people that I'm looking for my next big thing to be on television. I just give an editorial or commentary on what I know to be factual, right, within the government, what I know to be factual in the military, what I know to be factual about life. That's what I give. I'm not sitting up here trying to judge someone or to claim that I know everything because I was on this level. No, I don't. But I can tell you about stuff that's factual where other people look at a 30-minute video or they sit up and they envy and wish they were me or whatever. And they got, you know, that's what it is. And that's all I see. And I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to be a part of that. You know, I want my hair to grow back.
So, I kind of knew for you. It's a little late, but we can talk about that later.
Right.
So, listen, I got some bad news for you. You obviously don't know how to count because it's been a little over 4 years that you've been on the show. Mm-hmm. Okay? And
really?
Yeah, it shows you how fast it all was.
Man, listen, time flies.
You came on. Do you remember you came on when the riots were happening?
Wait a minute, 16, in Baltimore. 17, 18, 19, 15. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Wow. You came on,
yeah.
And I don't remember what prompted the call, but I remember we talked. I was doing a piece about that black woman that was slapping her son around, okay? The white CNN psychologist said that the only reason that the white commentators are speaking out is because they like to watch black women beat on black men. And they're going, man, you guys are whack. There's something wrong with you people. If you think, I said, here's a mother. I didn't say black mom. I said, here's a mom who was willing to, a single mom, bringing up her kids, willing to leave her job to do what she's supposed to be doing and get on her son. Okay? That was great. And, man, they just went wild with that. And you got on and you laid it out. And I said, okay, he's got a clue. We need people with a clue. I didn't say he's a black bald guy with a clue. I said, he's got a clue. And you knew Baltimore, you knew Mosby, you knew these people. So we kept having you on. Because you weren't just, you know.
Right.
Right? That's the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly. But that wasn't good enough because you still had people that were saying that you were paying me to say this. And I had black folks that would come up to me that time, during that time at work, and they would tell me, oh, I heard you on that show last night saying all that bad stuff about black people. And I said, okay, well, you heard me on the show. Guess what? Now you can hear me in person, and I can tell you the same thing to your face and stuff. You're disgracing black folks. No, I'm not disgracing black folks. I'm telling what's truthful about you. And I say, you know that's what we've gotten away from in this world is that people don't want to hear the truth. They want optics, and that's why. And I will continue to say this until the day that I'm called home is that people are worried about optics. They're not worried about solutions. And I've told you, at the minute, you know, we got attacked on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
We got attacked on this. We got people. We got these Christian. We got these Christian right wing Christian.
Whacktoids. Use whacktoids. It's okay. It's good.
Yeah, I'll say that because I wanted to say something else. And you know, they're sitting out Googling, I mean, are sitting out gawking at my wife, or they like my wife and they don't like me, and they like, they like what I say, but, you know, it's coming out the wrong person's mouth. And I'm like, look, I don't care. I said, my wife wants to be a wife. She don't want to be the free leader of the conservative movement. She already told people that. She wants to be a wife, cook my turkey, bacon, and eggs. And that's be what
whoa,
I want
whoa, whoa.
My cook.
Turkey
that's
bacon?
What she wants to be.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Turkey bacon.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Have you ever had turkey
I'll
bacon?
I'll help you. Yeah, I have.
Man, if you had that with some grits, sir, sir, you give us some grits, and we take them on out to the field and get your lettuce for you.
Send your cards and letters to Corey Duncan, not Joe Mazzetta.
Okay? They can send with that devil people. I can care less.
So
you know, I have people on the left and the right that can't stand me. And guess what? I love it because I'm glad that I irritate you that much. And whatever.
You're taking up space in their head. Isn't that great? Hey, listen. No, I got one that you're really going to make you laugh, okay? You probably don't track it as much as you used to, but the Baltimore Sun wrote a couple of pieces about this young man that turned away from the Democrat Party, became a Republican. He hated Trump. Now he loves Trump. He's a young gay guy, and he's been leading these cleanups across the country, right? So he goes back into Baltimore recently to do the second wave of cleanup, and so the Baltimore Sun, first of all, they call it a PR stunt, and that's the only reason these people are doing it. But number two is the city is complaining about them cleaning up. Do you know why? You ready for this? Because of all the all the overtime that they have to pay that's being stolen by the employees. So they've proved that the overtime is not real. These people aren't showing up from the, you know, the sanitation department to empty out these bins. And somehow, talk about how much drugs it takes to do this. Somehow, it's a fault of the MAGA people that came to clean the place up. Like, whoa.
Once again, look, you already know how this goes.
I already know what you're going to say, but come on, it's funny.
These people had the IQ of a turnip. You already know.
Yeah.
There you go. that's just like I heard a reporter say today, President Trump talking about bringing troops home, but he's sending them to Iraq to reinforce. I'm saying, like, okay, so what is he supposed to do? If the embassy says they're being overrun and our people are there, we're not supposed to send the troops to stabilize it. So it's like the man can't win and he can't lose. He can't do either one. And that's how it is. You can't make everyone happy. And that just goes to show you, even from my perspective, I can't make everyone happy, man. Everyone wants to hear the truth, Joe, but nobody wants to hear the truth. It's only certain people they want to hear the truth from.
They want to hear it their way, Corey.
And I'm sorry.
They don't want to hear it their way. They want it fed to them a certain way.
Hey, do as I say, don't do as I do. And we got a lot of double talking, double standard people that's in this business. Trust me. You put me on cue about a whole lot of them, but I got to see it firsthand from a lot of them too, in person.
Yep. No, I saw it early on when I started picking up stations, and these guys wanted to come on with me. They wanted to coast. You know, you and I have talked about this in the past, and some of those people are long gone because they were all about themselves. I just think it's quite funny. But we're coming up on that time. So if you want to know if he's going to be back on next week, you need to watch the website. You need to pay attention to the show. But he's not gone for good because I'll track him down. I have friends too. You know what I'm saying?
well, they want to find. They still want to come. I mean, they still want to visit our website, www.conservativegen.com. Thank you. God bless. You have to come and sign up because you can't come to Pete because that's how we fix it. So you can't steal our material or steal anything else. God bless. Hopefully, I'll see you next week. And Joe, thanks. It's been real. And
that was fun.
Hopefully, I'll see everyone next week for the final show.
All right. We're not going far. We got a lot coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about what we can expect in 2020. We'll be back in just a few minutes.